Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Chof Ches, and we're up to Chof Zayin Amid Beis, the final line, the last two words on the line, Omer Rabba, or as Rashi is Goyris on Chof Ches Amid Aleph, that 10 lines from the top of the Amid, Rashi is Goyris Omer Rava. Ezok Yimor Omer Rava, Shoma Miktas Tekia Baboir, or Miktas Tekia Al Tzvas Haboir Yotza. You recall we learned yesterday in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and in the Gemara, that listening to a tekiah in a bar is problematic because of the fact that often it comes out as an echo as opposed to the original sound. If you go back just for a moment to the top of Chof Zayin Amid Beis, at the very top of the second line, it's really part of the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, a tekiah l'toicha bar, or l'toicha dus, or l'toicha pittis. Remember, bar is something which is underground. Dus, Rashi learned, was something which is above ground. And pittis, remember, was a barrel. If someone blew in one of those three, and kol shofar shoma, if you can hear the actual original koil of the shofar, that's perfect. Yatsa. Vim koil avar shoma, but if you only hear the vibration, meaning you hear the echo, lo yatsa, you're not yotze. When we learned this in the Gemara said that we said that you're not yoitzer are only the people that are standing outside the bar. If you go back to Chav Zayin Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, Omer Rav Huna, Lo Yishono Ela Oysena Oymed Ala Sfas HaBar. Those that are standing outside the bar, when they hear the person blowing the shofar inside the bar, then they're hearing a koil havara, an echo. They don't hear the original sound. But those that are standing inside the bar and hear the blowing of the shofar inside the bar, so they presumably don't hear the echo, they hear the original, and therefore they are yatz. So with this type of background, it'll be easy to understand our Gemara. So what did Rava say? Shoma mixes tekiah b'bar. He heard part of the tekiah inside the bar, and he heard part of the tekiah outside the bar. Now, what exactly is the fact pattern over here? So Rashi tells us at the very top line, Kasol kadaitach, dohachi ka'amar, hoya oimed hu bisvas habar, v'chaveiroi tekea bibar. You have the bal tekea, and you have the shomea. The shomea is standing outside the bar, and he's listening carefully to his chaver who's blowing inside the bar. And the person who is blowing, the bal tekea, in the middle of blowing, Yotze Lechutz, he's climbing up the steps and he leaves the bar, Bechatziat Kia, in the middle. So the person outside the bar initially heard, apparently, according to the Havamina, he heard the Havara, he heard the echo. And the second half he heard because the Baal Tekiah left the bar, and now he's hearing the actual Tekiah itself and not the echo any longer. Zokt Rava, Yotze, Yotze. Now, the Gemara's Lashon is a little bit interesting. Shoma mixes tekiah babar. He heard part of the tekiah inside the bar. Or mixes tekiah al tzvasa bar. The way Rashi is learning it really is that the shomea is at all times al tzvasa bar. The only person that is moving is the bal tekiah. That the bal tekiah was originally inside the bar. And now the bal tekiah moved from inside the bar to outside the bar. Says the Gemara, under those circumstances, the Shemeya is Yotze. Now, why does Rashi learn Pshat like that? As we'll see, because that is parallel to the next case. And Rava continues on, Miktas Tekiah Koidim Shi'al Omer HaShachar, or Miktas Tekiah Le'achar Shi'al Omer HaShachar. Let's assume for argument's sake that Omer HaShachar was 5:30 exactly, and the Baal Tekiah started blowing at 5:29 and 55 seconds, and he blew for 10 seconds. So 5 seconds was right before 5:30, and the other 5 seconds was right after 5:30. So the first part, you cannot be yoitzer, because that's in the middle of the night still, it's before Amud HaShachar. After Amud HaShachar, you yoitzer. On the Chetchila, one should wait until Netzachama, but Me'ikar Adin, Amud HaShachar is also kosher. So, since half the tekiah was before Amud HaShachar, since half the tekiah was after Amud HaShachar, loy yotza, no good. Therefore, that's why the Gemara's original case was also that Miktas Tekiah was not before the Zman, but was in the wrong place. In other words, the two parallel cases are that the first case was Shlo b'mkoymai and then m'koymai, and the second case was Shlo b'zmanoi and then after that zmanoi. Shlo b'mkoymai and after that m'koymai was that we first started off that the Shomea was outside the bar. The Baal Tekeh is inside the bar. He only heard an echo. And by the second part of the Tekeh, the Baal Tekeh left the bar. So although the first half of the Tekeh was Shlo b'mkoymai, the second half of the Tekeh was b'mkoymai. That's the first case. Second case was that the first half of the Tekeh was Shlo b'zmanoi. It was before Amud HaShachar. The second one was Acher Zmanoi. And says Rava lo yatsa. So we have now what would appear to be a stira. In the first case, your yatsa. In the second case, lo yatsa. As omale abaya, maishna hasan to be in a kula tekiya bechiyuva veleka. Why do you say in the second case he's not yatsa? Because you need the whole tekiya be totally part of a chiyuv, meaning that the first part of the tekiya was at night before Amud HaShachar, so it was not in the proper time, and that's why this tekiya is no good. You're not yoytze. Hachanami, in the first case, is also being a kula tekiya b'chiyuv v'leka. You also need a positive good tekiya the whole time, and you didn't have it because the shomea heard half of the tekiya outside of the bar. Yes, but the second half he already heard. That was good. Was the Baal Tekeh left the bar. But the first half, he was outside the bar. The Baal Tekeh was inside the bar, so he didn't hear a good, positive tekiah. Azoi freg the Gemara. Everywhere, hachi ashta. I'll tell you, there's a fundamental difference between case 2 and case 1. Hosam laila lav zman chiyuva hu klal. When it comes to night, don't even think of tekiah shofar. It's not shayich to go and blow shofar at night. It's a mitzvah that has to be done during the day. How do I know? It says in the pasuk, yoim trua yir lechem. And therefore the Gemara dashens yoim v'loy laila. It's got to be yoim during the day. At night is gunish vet. It's zero. That's why when half of the tekiah was not in a positive zman, it was during the night, the whole tekiah is ruined, no good. However, even though that the person who's standing outside, for him, it was not a kosher tekiah, but the tekiah itself was a bona fide kosher tekiah, and therefore anybody inside the bar would be yoytze. Like we learned, Rav Huna said on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The only problem was the people standing outside the bar, but people inside the bar were yoytze. To characterize it in slightly different terms, and to use terms that Barry always loves, you can look at in terms of the Gavra and the Cheftza. What do you mean the Gavra and the Cheftza? If you're looking at the Tekiya itself, a Tekiya at night is Nishka Tekiya. It's not a Cheftza of the Tekiya, because a Tekiya at night is like putting on the music, person singing, but it's not a Shofar blowing, because a Shofar blowing is only a kosher blowing during the day. Masha Enkein, when you're talking about a tekiah inside the bar, the tekiah on its own, the heftah of the tekiah is perfect. The gavra is out of place. If that same gavra wouldn't be standing outside, he'd be standing inside, he'd be oitzer like everybody else inside. So it's not a problem in the tekiah. The tekiah was kosher. The person is outside the bar. That's why, Zokta Gimara, if he heard tekiah of a bar, and mixes tekiah asfasa, bar is yotzer, because he heard what was a kosher tekiah. He had trouble in hearing the kosher tekiah part of the time, because part of the time he just heard an echo. But in the case of the tekiah koidim amud HaShachar, the tekiah itself was a faulty tekiah. It wasn't a kosher tekiah. So therefore, that's why it says lo yatsa. So on the surface is a beautiful teretz, but now the Gemara has a follow-up kasha. As you remember, the Gemara asked this already yesterday, slightly different fact pattern, but the Gemara said the same thing. I see from this L'chor that this Rava that we're talking about, he holds in the first case, the person only heard a half a tekiah, because the first half of the tekiah, he heard a kol havara, he heard an echo. Only the second half was kosher. Zokt Rava yotze, he was yotze. So tomorrow, the choir we see that Rava holds, Shoma Seif Tekiah, Beloit Tchilas Kiah, is Yatza. And if that's the case, Umamela, the Gemara infers that logically the same thing would be the other way around. Tchilas tkiya, b'loy sef tkiya, would also be yatza. As long as you heard part of the tkiya, person came late to shul, he rushes in into bismedish, into the shul, and he sees that the Baal tkiya just started, and he missed the first half of the tkiya. But he heard the second half. Sounds like from Ravi or Yaitza, because when you're standing outside the bar and someone's blowing in the bar, the first half of the tekiah is not good for this shomea, because he only heard a koilavara. He didn't hear the actual tekiah. And nevertheless, he says Yaitza. So the same thing should apply. If you only hear a half of the tekiah, Yaitza. Frank Dimar Toshima. What happens if a person had, he was blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and of course you have a whole bunch of sets, tashat, tarat, etc., and then you have malchis, achronis, shofaros. So the first tekiah in a set, let's make it easy, a tarat, tekiah, trua tekiah. The first one he did beautifully. Talk about Rishonah. The ending tekiah of that set, he blew like a tekiah gedoyla, a long tekiah, 15, 20 seconds, a long tekiah. And he wants to be yoitza with this, not only the tekiah achroina of the first set, he wants to be yoitza the tekiah rishoina of the second set. And the length of it was such to cover both. You only yoitza the ending tekiah of that first set, and you got to start fresh, a new tekiah of the second set. Didn't you just say now that you could be yoitza listening to a half a tekiah? So certainly you could be yoitza if you're hearing two long tekiahs, both of which are half of a very long tekiah. You should be yoitza. Split it down the middle. Said the Gemara. Yeah. That's right, he was marech, that's correct. And then the Gemara said after that, but trei kol lo mishtami, that's the reason why. As long as he was marech, after that, we're okay. So that was yesterday's Gemara. But before we got to yesterday's Gemara, on this particular kasha, the Gemara said, psukit kiyosim adodi loy paskinan, that since you're talking about a very long tekiah, if in fact a person would hear a half a tekiah of an earlier tekiah, and then he hears a half a tekiah of the second tekiah, that would work. But if you hear a long tekiah, and now you want to split it down and make it into two tekiahs, that doesn't work. You can't go and split tekiahs. And the Gemara said the same teretz yesterday as well. But now the Gemara continued on. Toshima, hatekiah letoicha bor, oi letoicha dus, oi letoicha pittas. Im koil shofar shama yotza, vim koil avor shama lo yotza. If all you heard was a koil avor, just an echo, you're not yotza. Every time you hear an echo, you don't automatically hear the echo from the first second. Initially, you go and hear a little bit of the regular tekiah. After a second or two, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, then you get that echo effect. But you don't, you can't get an echo until you first blow the initial 1 or 2 or 3 seconds, because there's nothing to echo, right? The whole echo is just kind of mimicking that first sound. So you heard the first sound. So why don't you just yoitza with that initial sound? The Gemara is assuming that the initial sound was long enough for a shir tekiah. Why aren't you yoitza? Says the Gemara, you know what? You asked such a good kasha that we're going to fall away from our original havamina. Remember that Rashi said on the very top line, we thought that this is the Havamina. And now when the Gemara says, Kikomer Rabba, we're starting brand new pshat in Rava's halacha. Really should say like Ella Kikomer Rabba, but it doesn't say Ella Kikomer Rabba. What Rabba meant to say was, Betukeya, V'oilu L'navshe. Oh, there is no listener. There's only one individual, and that's the Baal Tekiah himself. And that Baal Tekiah himself was blowing for himself down below, and he heard the first half of his tekiah in the bar. Which, remember, Rav Huna said, as long as you're inside the bar, you don't hear the echo, you hear the original, and you yoitza. And now he's climbing up the steps, he's leaving the bar, and he's continuing to blow. He's a very grace of Baal Kishrein, continuing to blow. And now he hears the second part of the tekiah outside the bar. Says Rav, in such a case, you're yotza. Frank Dimara. So in other words, what have we benefited with this? We no longer have the kasha that you only heard a half of a kosher tekiah. He heard a full kosher tekiah, but just two different places. Half of it he heard down below, and half of it he heard up above. But of course, the Baal tekiah is the one blowing the entire tekiah, so he heard everything from beginning to end. So, Frank Dimara, Iyachi Mai Lememra. What's the chiddush then? After all, the first part when he was down below, you said, what did Rav Huna say in the Amud Bay? If you're inside the Boria Yoitza. See, it was Yoitza the first half. Halfway out, halfway down the Tkia, he went up the steps, he's out of the bar, and he continues to blow. Outside, of course, you're Yoitza. So half plus half is a full Tkia. He heard, and he blew the whole thing. What's the problem? Said him out the same as in the Demapik Reshe. Vakati Shoifu Babar, become an Arviv Kola. I might think that you have a, let's say, a lengthy shofar, even if it's not so lengthy. But the point is that as he's going up the steps, his head, including his ears, are already above the bar line, above sea level or above the bar. He's now out in the open. However, his bar is tilting downwards, and the sound of the bar is still in the bar itself. So maybe for that split second or two, in the middle of this long tekiah, a middle 1 or 2 or 3 seconds, he's no longer hearing the actual coil of the shofar, he's hearing that echo of the shofar. So I might have thought. Not that it actually happened. Ma'u the same. I might have thought. Zim the mapik reish v'kav the shem bar v'kom ha'ar v'kola. And therefore we should say, lo yotza, kamash malon. That's the chiddush of Rava, that I'm not choishish for such a remote possibility. Because after all, the difference between the mouth and the ear is maybe a half an inch or something like that. And as he's walking, he's holding the shofar. So presumably, the head and the mouth and the nose and the ears and the shofar are all in one rishus at the same time. And if in fact there happens to be a millisecond, which is not, that's already so insignificant that the Gemara doesn't bother with that. So kamash malon, therefore that's the chiddush of Rav. And with this we've concluded the first sugya of today, if you will, dealing with the issues of blowing underneath, inside the bar, and blowing outside the bar. And now we go on to a totally new sugya, and that is, what about those shofarois which may not be totally kosher? As Omer of Yehuda, b'shofar shol oila lo yitka liyitoka, person shouldn't go and blow in a shofar from a korban oila. You have a behema, you are makdish it for an oila, you now either remove the shofar or the shofar somehow fell off of the head of this korban oila. Do not use it now to go and blow shofar. Why? Because you're being l'choira moyel behegdish. Don't do it. Vimtaka, however, if he was tekeya, then he's yotza. He is yotza. We'll see in a moment why. What's the problem, Barry? I see you're all concerned. Barry, you still there? We'll talk. Let's get back. The questions that you... The questions that you're raising in Mir Hashem we're going to discuss momentarily in the Gemara. But in the meantime, we have a shofar shel oila. Don't use it for the tkiah, but if you blow with it, you are yaitza. The shofar shel shlamim, on the other hand, same thing. When we started the Gemara, I said that either he removed it from the oila while he was alive, or it fell off. We're talking about before the oila was gishachten, before shchita. I think Barry was asking another question, but if you... Rabbi, a little bit of patience, and we're going to try to deal with all these shailas, and you'll be able to re-ask your shaila if we haven't responded. So Rav Yehuda says, "B'shofar shel oila lo yitka." Don't use it l'chatchila. Again, we're talking about that either he removed the shofar from the oila's head, or it fell off. but this was all before the Shechita and before the Zrika. Even if this carbon became a Balmum, it makes no difference, it still has Kedushas Aguf. And at this point, you have a din of Me'ila on the Shofar. Don't even think of using this Shofar for blowing. But if you did, you're Yoitze. On the other hand, a similar situation, Shofar Shoshlam, Lo Yitka, don't go and blow with it. And if he did blow with it, Lo Yotze, even Bidiyevin, no good. Freit Imara, my time. Explain to me what's the pshat over here. Oila bas me'ilhi. We know that an oila is kachi kudishim. We know a shlamim is kachim kalim. Besides all the other differences between kachi kudishim and kachim kalim, there's one major one, and that is when, if any time, me'ila attaches to the carbon. And as you recall, since oila is kachi kudishim, from the first time that you makdish this animal and made it into carbon oila, from that moment on, there's a din of me'ila. And if you're moil, if you have hanoah from this animal, then you have to go and pay back the amount of the me'ila, you have to be moisa for chaymish, and you have to bring a carbon asham me'ilais. But that only applies to a carbon oila. When it comes to a carbon shlomim, on the other hand, since it's only kachim kalim, there is no din of me'ila by a shlomim, unless and until after the shechita, and after the zrika. You have now the Eimurim. The Eimurim are supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. Now, for the first time, Me'il attaches to those Eimurim that you're putting on the Mizbeach, which do not include a horn of the animal. The only time you would put it on the Mizbeach, if it was still attached to the Eimurim. But if it's not attached to the Eimurim, you wouldn't put it on the Mizbeach in the first place. Anyway, so what our Gemara tells us is, the Shofar Shel Oila don't blow. If you're Tekeah, you're Yotzeh. Zokti Yimara, what's the reason why you're yoytze? My time, oyle bas me'ilehi, kimen de mo'al ba, nafke lo lechulen. We have that famous rule that when it comes to me'ila, you can't have a me'ila after an earlier me'ila, ein me'ila achar me'ila. And the reason is because once you moil the first time, you, in a sense, desanctify the carbon by the fact that you've been moil the hegdish and you're mechalel it. So now, guess what? This shofar is no longer kedushas oila. You've been mechalit. Since you are moil, you are nafkalo lechulin, as if you are blowing from a shofar of chulin, and it's kosher, no problem. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, 1 second, didn't you initially blow from it before the me'ila hit? After all, me'ila doesn't happen the first second. You have to have at least a Shavah Pruta. So at least the initial blowings were still when it was Hegdish. Only by the time you finish blowing, maybe 1 tekiah, 5 tekiahs, the whole set, only after that, the combination of all of it, you were Moil. So L'choira, you should not be Yoitza because you're Moil by Hegdish. Anyway, we're going to deal with this Shaila in another moment. But in the meantime, says Yimara, the reason why by the oil it works, Kimen de Moalba, Nafke lo l'chol. Shlom, on the other hand, labanei me'ilaninu, like we said before. Isuruhu derachib bahu. However, there's still an iser to go and be nehenne from a karb shlom. Meaning that if a person has hanoa even from kochim kalim, toisis, not over here, but toisis in nidorim, and in nozir, and elsewhere in Tamura, says that it's iser osim in hatoira to have hanoa from a karb shlom. If you would have, however, hanoah from a carbon shlamim, there is no din of bringing a carbon asham me'ilois, because me'ila only applies to kachi kudishim and not kachim kal. But there is an iser. Since it's an iser, le'nafki lechulin, I don't have a situation of me'ila achar me'ila, that once I've been moil, now it's nafki lechulin. There is no labane me'ila ninu. So the Isser remains, and even after I blow, it still remains Osir. And so therefore, Loi Yotza. Maskele Rava says, Rava, I don't understand. Amos Moal, in the case of the Oila, when was he Moil? Lebosir Titaka. After he at least started, if not after he finished being Tekea, is Kikotaka Bisurataka. At least the initial Tekeos were done by Isur, because it only was nischalel after the me'ila is over, after he was mild. So l'chayra, that at least the beginning of the tkiyas should all be bi'isur. It should be the same thing as the case of the shlamim. It should be lo yotza. And therefore, elam harabi, you know what? I changed my mind. Echad zeh, v'echad zeh, who was the first man, the Yama, that was Rav Yehuda, not that he changed his mind, but Rava says, I respectfully disagree. Echad zeh, v'echad zeh, lo yotza. Both by a carbon oila and by a carbon shlamim, you're not yotza, period. End of discussion, nothing else to talk about. And then Hadar Amar, and then afterwards Rava said, you know what? I changed my mind. Echad zeh, v'echad zeh, yotza. Why are you yotza? Because the whole problem of being moil behegdish, whether it's kachim kalim, whether it's kachim kudishim, whether it's just an isur, whether once you are nehena you have to go and bring an asham me'ilois, all of that is totally irrelevant to our discussion. Why is it irrelevant? Because the isur of having hanoa from kachim is an isur hanoa. Mitzvah slav lehena is no. When I am mekayim the mitzvah shofar, I don't get any physical hanoa. The hanoa that I get is a spiritual hanoa that I've been yoitze a mitzvah. The spiritual hanoa is not considered to be hanoa for these purposes, and therefore you're not oiver and iser when you're using the, even if you are oiver and iser, but you're yotze, because the fact that you had hanoa or didn't have hanoa is totally irrelevant. It's totally off the radar screen, if you will. Makes, there's no din whatsoever. Since mitzvah lav lehenesh nitnu makes no difference in oilim, makes no difference in shlamim, you are yaitzim. The Mephoshim ask a question. I expected Barry or Brother Shai to ask this question. And that is, don't we have a famous Gemara that koil mara vereach ein boy mishum me'ila? And that's the case here. We're talking about koil. So there shouldn't be a din of me'ila anyway, because we're just talking about the sound of the shofar. Say the Mepharishim, when do we say Koil Maravarech Ein Boi Mishum Me'ila, when you're walking by the Beis HaMikdash and you happen to hear the, for instance, Leviyam B'Shiram of Zimram, or you smell the Ketoiris and things of that nature where you didn't have any part, you're just a passive observer, a passive Hanoah person. Here we're talking about that the person himself is blowing the shofar. Blowing the shofar, that's not just a case of koil, that's the case of he's doing the whole maisa. Even if you hold koil ma'avarech, but mishum me'ila, here, l'chayra, there should be the din of me'ila, except for the fact that he's doing a mitzvah slav lehenesnit. So we've concluded the discussion l'gabi hegdish, and now we move on to a parallel subject, and that is a shofar shel avodah zarah. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel avodah zarah, lo yitka, don't blow a shofar shel avodah zarah. V'imtaka, yotza, but if you will tokea, you're yotze. We'll see in a moment why. B'shofar shel nidachas lo yitka, don't blow for an eridachas, v'imtaka, lo yotza. Now what's the difference between the avodah zarah case and between the Irani Dachas case? The two are very much the same. So on the first case of the shofar imtoka yotza zoktoch Rashi, again mitzvahs lav hanoa nino, mitzvahs lav lehenes nino, same pshat as before. That's why you yotza. So why the shofar shel nidachas lo yotza? Because by anything that belongs to Irani Dachas, it says in the Torah that you're supposed to go and burn es koshlola be'esh. You're supposed to go and burn anything and everything inside the Irani Dachas. Since it's a mitzvah sreifa, says Rashi, kolo oimid lisroif kisorof dami. And since we said yesterday in the Gemara and the Mishnah that there is a minimum shear for a shofar, the shofar has to be large enough that it protrudes from both sides of your hand. If you're holding the shofar, you're the Baal Tekea, you have to be able to see the shofar protruding. I think Brother Shai said that means it has to be at least 5 or 6 inches, or a tefach plus, because normally a fist is a tefach, so it has to stick out another inch or two on both sides. So if it's kisarov dummy, so it's as if there's no shear left. It's done. So it's mech teshiure. And that's the reason why you don't have a kosher shofar. That's why lo yotza, because you don't have the shear. The Mefarshim say, why don't you? By lulav, we say the same thing, that if it's a lulav ir nidachas, you don't have your 4 tvachim. That's the 3 tvachim, the aravis and adasim, and the additional protruding 1 more tevach, because ksusim mechtesh ure. The Mefarshim ask, why don't you say the same thing Ligaba Avodah Zarah? Because Avodah Zarah, it says in the Pasuk, Rashi even quotes the Pasuk, Abed to Abdenis Kolam Akoimois, Asher Avdu Shom Agoim Eseloiheim. If you have those Makoimois where their Avodah Zarahs were, up on the heights of the mountains, Abed to Abden, you're supposed to go and destroy it. So here you're supposed to destroy Ir Nedachas by using fire. Sarafta, yeah. But there's a dinner Abita Abdin. You also have to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. So what's the difference? Why don't you say there too, Ksusei Mechdashu, right? So the Mefarshim say it's talking about that the Avodah Zarahs still belonged to a Gentile. Didn't belong to a Jew. And if it belonged to a Gentile, a Goy can be Mavatali Avodah Zarah by just saying, I don't believe in it anymore. He's just Mavatal. So therefore, since Bittul helps, it doesn't mean that automatically kol oimid lisrif kesarav dami. There's no kol oimid li ibud ki avud dami, because in fact it might not become avud at all. Maybe the Gentile will simply say, I don't believe in this avodah zarah anyway. The whole tumas avodah zarah will leave, and from that point on, it's mutter to use. Next case, Omer Rav. Similar again, legabi the din of Hanoa from a mitzvah, the mitzvah's lavla. When you have two chaverim who are loggerheads, Yankel and Beryl, and one of them wants to go and be blow the shofar for the other person, mitzvah. Again, Sukhdrashi, mitzvah's lavla, henesnetnu. Therefore, even though he's having Hanoa, it's a spiritual Hanoa, this is a gunish. Therefore, he's mutalit kaya. If a person made a neder not to go and use a particular shofar, he cannot use it for anything other than the kishul mitzvah that he can use. Because again, the mudra hanoah means I'm not going to have a no. You're not having a no. You become a mitzvah. Mitzvah is lav lehenes nitzvah. What happens if you have someone who became tameh, and you have someone who is the spritzer of the mechatas, meaning of the paraduma water, and he's spritzing on the spritzi, and unfortunately the spritzi and the spritzer are not on good terms. He's at mudar no mechaber. Says Rava, it depends when he's spritzing. Mazel mechatas miyotzik sham. If it's a cold, snowy, icy day, and he spritzes on him the extra water of the mechatas, it's just he was mekayim the mitzvah, and the other person got his full tahara. That's fine. No problem. Avalim imoy sechama, if it happens to be the summer months, where the spritzi is looking forward to a little cool water coming on him, because nebuch he's schwitzing, he's hot, geferlich, then it's not that he's having hanoah from the mitzvah, he's having hanoah from the water that's coming on him. So it's a double hanoah. It's the spiritual hanoah that he's now tohor, but it's also the gashmias hanoah, that he now has this water on him that he can go wipe his forehead and all the rest. So because of that second ano, that is physical, not spiritual, therefore that he's also, he cannot go and spritz on him. Mal mechaz mitzvah, but he should not go and spritz on him b'moisacham. Similarly, hamudra ano mi mayon, a person who looked at a mayon, he says, this mayon is terrible, I never want to have ano from this mayon again. But then after that, he needs to toivel in a mikvah, and he wants to use this mayan for a mikvah. Toivel by tzvilish a mitzvah b'moisek sham. During winter days when it's cold, no problem, jump in. Because when he jumps in, he's having anoa from the cold pool of water during the hot summer day. New shtickle now. Now we're going to get into the inyan of whether you have to have kavana to be yoitz a mitzvah. When we learned this in the end of the Mishnah yesterday, about a person passing by a Chayr Beis HaKnesses, and he heard Kol Shofar, the Mishnah said, Kivan Liba Yotzev Im Lav, you remember that Barry immediately jumped up and says, are you telling me that you have to have Kavanah to be Yotzev Mitzvah? And I promised you that Amiyat Hashem, on Daf Chaf Ches, the Gemara is going to deal with this, and we're going to come to that on the Amud Beis. But that's the sugya now. Do you have to be Mechavan L'Shei Mitzvah? Mitzvah Tzriches Kavanah, oy einen tsrikhs kavana is oktimar shokhle la vode shmo kafoy va ochel matza. What happens if it's Seder night, the person is not particularly interested in eating matza for whatever reason, and he was forced to eat the matza, someone like the halitani nomen odem odem azeh There, of course, Esav wanted to eat from the Adoim. Here he's being forced. You're pushing it down. He's not just swallowing it. He's going to chew it. But he's not interested in chewing it. You're pushing it into his mouth. And ultimately, first, let's understand what the fact pattern is. Who was the one that forced him? Elayma kfoi shindalid, as an evil demon went and permeated his body and forced him to go and eat this matzah. Vatani, we have a braisa. Itim cholim, itim shoita. If a person at some times acts sane, and other times he's never insane. Kishu cholim, when he does a mitzvah or does anything at the time when he is sane. Hariki b'kev chol dvarav. At those moments that he's sane, he talks normally, he acts normally, and fine. Kishu shoita, however, those times when he is insane, hariki shoita chol dvarav, whatever he does is a chay shoita v'katan, potem in a mitzvah, he can't be moitzi anybody in a mitzvah. You write him off as if he's a regular plain shoit. So in Bazoi, what the Gemara is asking is, so if Kfoy Shed, at that moment when the Shin Dalet permeated his body, so then he's like a shoit al chol dvarav. So what are you telling me that he was Yotza? Amar Ravashi, you're right, it's not a Shin Dalet, it's a Kfush Parsiim. He had Persians, for whatever reason, in other words, Gentiles, that came to him with a gun and said, you better eat the matzah. I'm not interested in eating matzah. You better eat the matzah. And they forced him to eat the matzah. Then he's yoitza. Okay, so that was the kavana of this original loch of shochali avur ishmo. Omerav, so you see, from this we see that you don't need kavana for mitzvahs as long as you did the physical act, your yoitza. So what happens after keel ishir? What happens if a person was blowing the shofar, not to be yoitza the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, but this person happens to be a musician, and first he was blowing on his trumpet, and then he took a harmonica, and then he did a little bit with the guitar, and a little bit with the drums, and now he's blowing on the shofar, but lishir, just for fun, and it turns out when he blew it, beautiful tkiyahs and beautiful truas came out. Yoitza, you know why yoitza? Because we just said now, you don't have to have kavana for a mitzvah. You can be yoitzah without kavanah. So frey timara, pshita, hainohach, what is Rava adding to the halacha that we just said now? What's the difference between if you force a person to eat the matzah on Seder night, shaloi b'kavanah, and here he's blowing the shofar for sheer, also shaloi b'kavanah? So timara, ma'u desei mahasa machol matzah merachmanah v'ochal. I would think in the case of eating the matzah, the Torah only requires you to go and eat matzah. And he ate the matzah. Fine, so he didn't have kavanah, but he ate it, l'maitzah. He chewed it, he swallowed it, he ate it. Avloch, in the case of the tekiyas, zichron truksiv, v'hai misasik bi'almahu, he's only a misasik. And misasik means he's just playing around, he didn't even have in mind anything. So therefore, I would think in such a case, misasik bi'almahu, and he's not yotzah, kamash malon, that he is yotzah. Now, what's the difference between the tekiyah shofar and between the case of eating the matzah? Why don't you say the same thing by eating the matzah? It was also only misasik. He wasn't intentionally eating it. He was just being forced to eat it. So Rashi says in the Yomid Aleph, the nafkimina is because since when he ate it, lemaisa he had hanah meaning that now he filled his stomach with some food. And when you have a misasik with hanah, then that's a different, it's not just your plain misasik, it rises to a different level. You see, the last Rashi, we're looking at Chof Ches Amad Aleph, the final Rashi, five lines from the bottom. It's not just a regular misasik. Shari afle inyan chiyuv chatas amrinan, ha misasik b'chalom baroyes chayiv shekein nehenne. Oh, he had a no'ah. Mashenkin, the case of the zichron trua, the blowing, he didn't have any hanoah. It was just misasik. Why are you telling me he didn't have any hanoah? So Taparashi says, "Afikav the misasiku yotza the mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana." Ah, so you don't have to have kavana. And he was yotza the mitzvah, the afikav misasiku. He's yotza, but that's on the Amud Aleph. However, over here, Zichron Trua, I would think that he's not Yoitza because he's Misasek, and there is no Hanoah, and Mitzvahs ain't Lav Lahenis Netnu. Anyway, Kamashman is Yoitza after all. After everything is said and done, it's not still not 100% clear what's the difference between this Misasek Mitano and the Misasek Onano. It's interesting that Rabbeinu Chananel that says over here on the Again, Rabbi Nechanan sometimes is different from different printings, but the one that I have here on the right-hand margin, it starts off at the very top. You have Hosam Toichlu Matzis Omer Rachmana. Do you have that? I have Rabbi Nechanan here on the right-hand margin. Good, good. V'achle. Aval Hocha, did Brother Barry, you with me? With Rabbi Nechanan here on the right-hand side? Barry, you with me? Anyway, Zok to Yimara. Aval Hocha, be'inyit kiois, kavonis halei be'inan, v'leka, kamash molan. The mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. What does Rabbi Nechanan say? I think what Rabbi Nechanan is trying to say is, since the inyan of blowing the shofar is not just a physical act, it goes with zichrein trua, mitazeicher. Zeicher implies that you have to have a kavanas halev. Oh, when you're eating a piece of matzah, you don't have to have any kavanas. All you have to do is eat it. It goes down your throat, you ate a kazayas, two kazayasim, you're done, you're finished. Your kavana, un kavana, as long as you ate. But here the Torah says this is not your ready standard mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that has baked into it. It has to be a zichroi mit azeicher, that you know what you're doing when you are blowing. A remembrance of something. No, that being the case, Sol Kadai Techamina, he's not Yoitza. Kamash Malon, no, he's Yoitza after all. Anyway, says Yimar Alma Kasova Rabbi, we see from Rabbi's Halacha, the mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavan. Frank Yimar Eisvei, with the third line from the top of the Amid. Yes, Brother Shai, you have a question? Good. Continuing on, third line from the top, Chofches Amid Beis. Frank Yimar Eisvei, have a kasha. A person was reading the Torah. It comes now this man mikra. For say man mikra, the mikra of Kriya Shema. It's in the morning. This person got an early start. They didn't have printed chumashim like we have today, so he's reading from the Sefer Torah, and he comes on to the parish of Krishma and says the Braisa or the Mishnah and kivan libay if it was mechaven leiv to be yotze the mitzvah of Krishma yotze. Vimlavi was not mechaven lo yotze. So Frank Dimor, it just says the word in kivan libay. My love kivan libay lotze is to be yotze the mitzvah. So I see from Hilchos Krishma that mitzvah is tzurichos kavana akasha on rava. So Dimor loy, when it says kivan libay, it means kivan libay likrois. He had in mind to read it. What do you mean he had in mind to read it? Likrois hakakari. He's reading. You don't have to have him. He had in mind to go and read. He's reading, I hear him read, that's what the Braisa says. What are you talking about? He was mechavin to read. He's reading. Every tomorrow is talking about the koyre lehagia. Now what means a koyre lehagia? Rashi says on the third line, af kriya ein kan ele megam game. It wasn't even a proper reading. But Rashi doesn't explain what he has in mind, that it wasn't a proper reading. But once again, the Rabbeinu Chananel helps us out over here. If you go down about 10 lines or so into Rabbeinu Chananel, you see that he begins, there's a period there in the middle of the line. It says, She'enoi koire, V'dachinan masnisen b'koire lehagia. She'enoi koire hatevois b'kriyosan, el kichsivosam, hachaseiris v'hayeseiris k'moishehen k'suvais. We're talking, for instance, the Gabi a sofer. And the sofer wants to make sure that all the letters and all the oisius are all proper. They're not too many, they're not too few. So, for instance, he comes to the word litoitofois. Now, we pronounce the toitofois as if they happen to be two vavs, one after the first tes, and then, in other words, at the end of the fei vav tov, litoitofois. But actually, when you read in the Torah, it says, I believe, litatfas, without those extra vavs. So, since he wants to be magia, make sure there's no extra letters or missing letters, he reads it not the way we read it, but he reads it exactly the way it's written in the Torah. For instance, we had, remember, back in Masechta Sukkah, we had the beginning that two times it says Sukkos, with a vav, without a vav. So wherever it says without a vav, he says Sukkas. Wherever it's with a vav, he says Sukkos, even though he knows that's the incorrect pronunciation. But he especially reads it like that for Haggah purposes. That's what this Mishnah Brice is saying. If he's Kari Batari Vigi Zman Amikra and he realizes, oh, it's now Zman Kriyishma, and Kivan Libay, if he changes his reading, not just to read it like the words are spelled, but to read it properly, Kivan Libay Likrais, then he's Yoitza. But if he didn't, if he's just reading it the way it's written with the incorrect Nikudois, you're not Yoitza. Good. So let's go back to our Mishnah now. Toshema. A person, Rosh Hashanah, is walking outside the shul, or he lives next door to the shul. And now it comes time for Tkiya Shoifer, Vishama Kol Shoifer, or you call Megillah, or if it happens to be Purim, he hears the Megillah lady. And Kiba Levi Yotza, if he heard it and he was Mechavein Yotza, Vim Lavlo Yotza. So doesn't that mean my love of Kiva Libra Lotzeis? So you have the Befeir Shiraya that you have to have Kavona for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, Tzrichos, Kavona. Is a Chakasha on Rava. Timur Loi Lishmoya. He was Mechavin to listen. Pray Timur, listen? For Shama, you just told me he heard. Vishama Kol Shoifer. It could be that when he heard the coil of the Shoifer, he didn't think that this was a Baltakea blowing a shofar. After all, usually when you blow a shofar, it doesn't sound like music, it sounds like sounds. And in fact, as you remember, we learned yesterday in the Gemara, it doesn't even have to be a nice soft sound, even if it's rough at the edges. If it's tsarir or tsarid, like we had yesterday, if it's a hard sound, a rough sound, also, all koilis are kosher. So he might have thought that this is just a chamor making its neighing sound, or whatever the sounds of a donkey are. And that being the case, says the Mishnah, if it's mechava liboy and he realizes, oh, this is a kol shofar, this is nishka chamor making animal sounds, this is a baltakia making shofar sound, kiven liboy is yotza. However, if he didn't even realize that it was a baltakia, after he finished listening, someone said to him, oh, wasn't that baltakia great? What Baltakea? I thought it was a chamor making all of those neighing sounds. No, you don't know what you're talking about. And therefore, that's the kibun liboy, not the mechavan, the shem mitzvah, the mechavan to realize that he's listening to the kol shofar. Pray to pray. All right. It's a very, very good question. Very good question. So the Mefarshim asked that question. Without even quoting the Mefarshim, I would tell you, Ani Hakotan, that I think the answer is the person thought that someone's sitting singing a beautiful song. Because after all, the Megillah does have a very nice niggun, a very nice melody. In fact, half of the time we all could sing along with the Baal Makro, the Baal Kore, because we know the melody of so many parts of the Megillah. So here at the Megillah, and he thought he was listening to Chmais, to a record, he thought it was a tape, he thought that somebody was singing, oh! Without realizing that this is Megillah L'Shem Megillah. And so if he's Mechavan to you, oh, this is the Megillah Leining, this is not just someone singing a Megillah Leining. Then if he was Mechavan Liba Yotze, Bim Lav Yotze. So Vaita, it's not L'Shem Mitzvah, but L'Shem L'Shmia, to realize and to discern what he's listening to. Pray to Mar'esve. Niskavin Shemei Avla Niskavin Mashmiya. Mashmiya Avla Niskavin Shemei Alo Yotza Chiskavin Shemei Umashmiya. This is a famous halacha, and that's why they always announce at the beginning of Megillah Leining, every Shabbat Yishim Mechavin to be Yotza the Bracha, Mechavin to be Yotza this and that. And they also tell the Baal Kore he should have in mind to be Moitza the whole oilam. So if the Shemei was Mechavin and not the Mashmiya, Mashmiya being the Baal Tekea, or if I cared, Mashmiya v'lo niskaven shemeya, lo yotze shiskaven shemeya mashmiya. Bishlam niskaven mashmiya v'lo niskaven shemeya, kusover chamor ba'almuhu. You can give the same teretz as before. The mashmiya was mechaven to be moitzi everybody, but the shemeya had no idea what you were talking about. He just heard these barking sounds, these neighing sounds, and he figured this is a chamor that's making it sounds. That, okay, understand. El niskaven shemeya v'lo niskaven mashmiya, heich mishkachesla. How is it possible that the Mashmiya didn't know what he was doing? After all, he's blowing the shofar. So l'chayim, when it says loikiven, means not mechaven l'shei mitzvah. Because if he's blowing the shofar, he knows what he's doing. He knows whether he's blowing for shofar blowing or he's doing it for another purpose. So what does this mean that he wasn't mechaven? It must mean he wasn't mechaven l'shei mitzvah. Every more love, but to care l'shir. Heichi mishkachesla, love but to care l'shir. Isn't it talking about that he's blowing for sheer? What does the Gemara mean? The person is blowing the shofar. And therefore, when you hear the blowing of the shofar, you assume automatically that he's blowing the shofar the shei mitzvah. However, it could also be that it's, so The Gemara is saying in the Havamina, aren't we talking about the Tekea, who's Mashmiya, he's blowing the shir. And therefore, the Pshat in Luniskavin is Shul Yiskavin Lishem Mitzvah, he was blowing just for a lark, just maybe for a rehearsal, maybe to go and show off his shofar qualities. And therefore, aren't we saying that even though he did a perfect tarat and a perfect tashat and a perfect tashrat, we're saying that he's not yoitzeh. Why is he not yoitzeh? If you hold mitzvah same as trichas kavana, even if he's just doing it for to show off his abilities to go and blow the shofar, but the ma'isa, if it's a kosher tarat, it should be kosher. So why are we saying that lo niskaven mashmia, he's not yoitzeh? In the chayyus chasimin, we hold that mitzvah trichas kavana. Now what means manabach nebuche? So Rashi says on the third, fourth line, to come manabach nebuche, the ainu tekeya kashir tekeya. Hamufurish b'mshaseinu b'perek achron. Later on in Daf Lamed Gimel, we're going to learn about how long each tekeya has to be. And therefore, the come manabach nebuche means he made like barking sound, which means only partial tekeyas, not a full tekeya. And that's what we're talking about. That's, of course, a very, very shver pshat, because then, even if he was miskaven to be yoitzer, what does it say in that brisa? Niskaven shemevel niskaven mashmiya. The mashmiya was not mechaven. What does Gemara say? We're not talking about he wasn't mechaven l'shem mitzvah, because mitzvahs ain't its trichas kavana. So what wasn't he mechaven? He didn't make a full tekiah, only made a half a tekiah, because he was nevuch nevuchai. So then, even if he had been mechaven, it wouldn't be a kosher tekiah, because you have to have the minimum share of the 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is. So, if he only did a quarter of a second, of course he's not going to be yoitzeh. It has nothing to do with kavana. So Rashi is b'sushver. So therefore, if you look at the third toisis from the top of the Amid, here on the way, all the way in the top, to come in Abach Nebuchay, Pirish Bekunjus, Deinet Tekiah Kishir, Kishir Tekiah Hamafurish B'mishaseinu, Vekasha, Dim Kirafilm Deskaben Nami Loinofik, even if it's Mechaben, no, and L'shem Mitzvah, L'shem Mitzvah, L'shem Mitzvah, and he only did a quarter of a Tekiah, of course he's not Yoitz. The near least is toisis in Abach Nebuchay, Shem Miskaben Litkoyah Shir Tekiah, Vetoka Shir Tekiah. Ah, l'shem mekachro, it's a lame bekuntris. It's talking about that he was mechaven only to go and do a half a shir. He was not mechaven to do a full shir. He wasn't interested in being yoitzer. He was just, you know, practicing, showing off how he can blow. But he thought he's only doing a nevuche nevuche, meaning only a half a shir tkiah. It turned out that he did a better job and a longer job than he thought, and he did a full tkiah. And does Dr. Debreiser, if he was not mechaven to go and do a full tkiah, and he didn't do a full tkiah, then he's not yoitz. However, if he was mechaven, ad she yiskaven, like it says in the Breiser, yiskaven over here means that he did a full tkiah. If he did a full tkiah, then he would be yoitzer. So it's not, again, it's not a kavana of being mekayim the mitzvah, because we said mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, but you have to be mechaven to have a full tkiah. Oh, that's what he had, and therefore, if he's taking mechaven to make a full tkiah, not kavanas mitzvahs, but to do a full shir, he'd be yoitzer. If you keep on telling me the mitzvah ain't trichas kavana, then hayosha b'shmini b'sukkah, it says that you're not supposed to go and sleep in the sukkah b'yom mashmini, because you're over on bal toisef, right? We all know the pasuk says b'sukkah teishu shivas yamim, and he slept in the sukkah on the eighth day. Freitich abaya, if you're telling me that a person who sleeps in the sukkah, even though he's not doing it the shame mitzvah, because mitzvah sein trichas kavana, then yilka, he should go and get malchus. I didn't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. I just slept there because it was nice, it was breezy, it was a cool day, it was a cool night, I'm a chai, I went and slept in there. No. Even if he didn't have kavana, we should go and say, he's oiver bal toisiv, mitzvah sein trichas kavana, and he's oiver. Oh, maloi, shani oiver mitzvah ein oiver lein elibizmanen. Zokti Gemara says Rabbah to Abaya, you know when you're oiver on the din of bal toisiv? Only if it's in the proper zman. Rashi says, for instance, if you're supposed to take 4 minim of lulav and you took 5 minim of lulav, you're supposed to take 4 parashias of tefillin, you had 5 parashias of tefillin. Instead of having 4 tzitzis, you have 5 tzitzis. But if you're just adding on another day to the 7 days, that's not called batoysef. Batoysef is when you're moysef in the mitzvah, not you're moysef in new days. A new day, du seis yishka bal toisef. No, it's not loch, bal toisef is in the mitzvah itself, not you add another day. So tomorrow, really? Is that true? Masav Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Remember this Rav Shimon Bar Abba, because we're going to have him again at the bottom of the Amid. Rav Shimon Bar Abba says, you're telling me that if it's the mitzvah after the Zman, you're not over Bal Toysef. You have a wonderful kohen. The kohen gets up to Dichen, and the kohen says, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me the license, the permit to go and bench Klal Yisrael, instead of just giving them the three psukim, Yivarechecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Ponav, and Yisa Hashem, I'm going to add another bracha. Hashem Alekev Yisechem Yoyisav Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim. Tamad Loimar, don't do that. You're going to be over Loisasifu Al Hadov. You're going to be over and Bal Toysef. But why? As soon as he finished the first three, and he said Shalom, and everybody's now picking their talus over their heads, taking it off, as soon as he was Baruch Lei, over the Zman, he said, then the Zman of this mitzvah is done, we're finished. Victoria Diabra, that if he continues adding another pasuk, Hashem Lekev Yiseichem, he's going to be over. Why? You said that after the Zman, there's no Bal Toysef. It's talking about that he didn't finish yet. What means he didn't finish yet? Rashi says that he added this Hashem L'Kav Yiseichem in the middle. He said, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmorecha. Before Yoyer Hashem Ponov, he threw in Hashem L'Kav Yiseichem Yosef Aleichem. So he's still in this man, so to speak. We're not finished with the mitzvah yet. Vatanya Siyem. It says, even if he finished all three brachas, Yivrecha and Yoyer and Yisa, Shalom, and now he adds Hashem L'Kav Yiseichem Yosef Aleichem, he's Oyver and Baal Toysiv. Every morning means siyam bracha achas. Doesn't mean he finished all three brachas. It means he finished yivrecha shem yishmorecha, and then he added. For eight more time, we have another price. Siyam kol berchoisav. I finished all three. After Moshani Hachak, given the Ilum Esrami, late Tzibur Achrina, Hod Mavarech Kule Yoyma, Hod Mavarech Kule Yoyma Zimnehu. Said the Gemara, the Kasha Nishka Kasha. The eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, is no longer Sukkis. So if you do the mitzvah of shaking the lulav and esrog, or sleeping in the sukkah on the eighth day, you're not over Bal Toysef. Bal Toysef is in when the kiyum of mitzvah is shayich, and on the eighth day, it's not. If today, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, you decided to go and shuk a lulav and esrog, you wouldn't be over Bal Toysef. It's not this man. However, on the day of dichening, for instance, bezman hazeh in chutz laretz, where we Ashkenazim only dichen on Yom Tov morning, after he finishes dichening, if even though he's adding Hashem alekev yiseichem, you're saying, well, this man is over. It's not over. What happens if somebody runs over from the shul next door and says, can you come up quickly? We need a koyin. We don't have a koyin. We want a dichenin. You know, with us in the West Side, that unfortunately happens, that one shul has a koyin, one shul doesn't have a koyin, and they ask him, please come over. Can you dichen afterwards? Our own Rabbi Cohen, Zichron Levracha, would tell us that he Dichen sometimes in multiple shuls on Yom Tov because they didn't have a koyin. So kuli yom is manihu. That's why if he says Hashem l'kevay seichem, it's in this man, and that's why he's over Baal Toysef. Freitimor menot emra. Where did you ever hear of something like that? That within this man there is a Baal Toysef. After this man there is no Baal Toysef. I'll tell you that not. We learned in the Mishnah. Reb Shimbar Abba was asking from a brisa, and we're going to bring now a raya from a Mishnah to this theory or to this. To this halacha that we just said, did not. And he told him matona achas in his arv, matona achas. You know, the matona achas. What happens if you have multiple karbonos where the zrika is exactly the same? Lamusha Rashi says a bechor with a bechor, where a bechor the zrika is only one nesinas dam, and the other bechor is only one nesinas dam, and the two bloods got mixed together in the same kli. So you just give one nesinas dam, and you yoytzer for both. What happens with Matan Dalid and Matan Dalid? If you have karbonis which are exactly the same, but there's four, Lamushal, you have a chatas with a chatas, where you have four on all four kronis, mixed with another chatas, again all four with all four kronis, it got mixed in. Or for that matter, the shtayim shein arba, like a karbon osham, or a karbon shlomim, a karbon oil, a karbon toidu, you have shtayim shein arba. So again, if they're exactly the same, chatas mit chatas, oshim mit oshim, or for that matter, an oshim with an oilo or with a toido, with a shlomim, each one of which is shtayim shehein arba, then no problem. You nosnim amat dalit. Again, if you have matan, matan dalad, there's the same number of spritzings. You nostim a matan dalad. Matan dalad, matan achas. What happens if you have a four mixed together with a one? Now here you can't talk about a chatas, because a chatas is toisis. Then you have to do chatas lamala, and all the others are lamata. So when it says over here, dalad, matan dalad, it means shtayim shehin arba. What happens? Matan dalad b'matan achas ishtaim shein arba, which is an osham or a shlamim or an oyla or a toida, gets mixed up l'choira with a l'mashal with a b'choir, or for that matter with maser behema, where there is only one. So you have now ishtaim shein arba together with a matan achas. What do you do? Rabbi Lezer oymin osim a matan dalad. Go and do the ishtaim shein arba. Do it on the two sides, and therefore it's as if you're doing it on four sides, right? Shem Shinarit spritzes on both walls, four walls. Rabbi Shua, I mean also matanachas. No, no, only do one matana and not two. Amr Rabbi Lezer, Lezer says, Hari Oiver al Baltegra. If you're only going to do one, all of those karbonas that require shtayim shen arba, like the oila, like the shlamim, oh, yeah, you didn't do two, you only did one. Amr Rabbi Shua, Hari Oiver bal Toysev, according to you, that you're supposed to go and do two instead of one, guess what? The Bukhar, that you're only supposed to do one, now you're doing two. So he says you're Oiver and Baal Tigra. He said you're being Oiver and Baal Toysev. Amalir of Lezer, Leinemer Baal Toysev, Keshuba Atzvay. If you have the Bukhar on its own and you're doing two, you're right, you're being Oiver and Baal Toysev. But you're not doing the two because of the Bukhar. You're doing two because the Bukhar's blood got mixed in with a Shlomim blood. So then you don't have the problem about Toysev. That you only have Baal Tigra if you were bringing a shlum on its own. Instead of doing Shtayim Shein Arba, you only did one, you'd be Oyev Baal Tigra. But since it's mixed in, you're not Oyev Baal Tigra. And Rabbi Shua says, and I will tell you that I'm right. I'll bring you proof. If you only do one spritz instead of two spritzing, although you're Oyver and Baal Tigra, but you did it b'shevi al taisa, not b'kum v'aseh. Kishenesata, however, if you give two instead of one, avata Baal Tigra v'asis amas v'yadecha. And therefore, that's why you're better off doing the Baal Tigra, where it's a shev al taisa, rather than doing the extra, the Baal Tigra, for you'll be Oyver on kum v'aseh. Freiti marvahach hakim diyoyev lei, matan b'bechor. Once he gave a matana, one matana, vis-a-vis the Bukhar, he was yoitze, overlay this mane, so it's this man, vis-a-vis this Bukhar, we're done, we're finished, nothing more to talk about. So if I'm gonna go and do now a second spritz for that Bukhar, doesn't matter, it's as if I'm doing it tomorrow, because overlay is mane. And you said that there is no Baal Tois if it's the next day. This man for this Bukhar, we're finished. We did this Rika perfectly. Anything that I add on is like doing it tomorrow. So I'll tell you what must be the svara. What happens if this koyin were faced with shortly thereafter another bechor to go and be makrib in the base of Mikdash? What would he do? He'd have to go through all the rules and regulations vis-a-vis bechor, including doing hazor on one of the corners. So therefore, kuli yoim is mane. The whole day is considered to be this man. So don't tell me that after I did the first hazor, we're done and it's already the next day. No, 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 no. Since I can continue doing further hazois for further bechorim, of course it's the same day. So that's a raya, says the Gemara, to the thought that we said before, that the gabi the koyin, even though he finished off dichanin, he might be called upon to dichan again. And so therefore it's kuli yoim is manayu. It's not considered to be a next day. So the Chayyim have a good proof from that. So to me, my, who said that that's proof? Tell me, because I'm Rabbi Shua, mitzvahs, oivra leina, filishaloyim is manan. Maybe Rabbi Shua Taka disagrees with what we've been saying now for the last couple of minutes. Maybe Rabbi Shua holds that you're oivra bal toisif, even shaloyim is man. And therefore, forget about the fact that you might have another Bukhar today. Even if I know for sure there are no more Bukharim today. Makes no difference. Even shaloyim is man, you're oivra on bal toisif. And that's the reason why he said, Yo'i Bal Toysef, if you mix together the bloods of the Bechor and the Oshim and the Shlomim, etc. And that being the case, a person should be Oiver, and he should get Malkis if he sleeps in the Sukkah on day number 8. So, that wasn't our proof. And then Halachic Kamrin, what we meant to say is the following. Reb Shimon Bar Abba is the one that asked the Kasha. What was the Kasha originally? The Kasha was that a person who sleeps in the Sukkah on day number 8, she should get Malkis because he's over Bal Toysef. Said Rav, no, there's no Bal Toysef, Shaloi Bismanen. Frank Reb Shimon Bar Abba, I see by a Koyin after he finished Dichon, and if he added an additional Bracha, Hashem Elokei Aviseichem, he's over Bal Toysef, even though it's Shaloi Bisman. Frank Timura, why did Reb Shimon Bar Abba ask from that Braisa? My time is showing Masnisen, Moisim Braisa. Loiv Masnisen, he should go and ask from the Mishnah that we just learned now about Niton Mematona Achash and his Arvum and Nitonin Mematona Mematon Dalit. My time is Moisiv. Why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? Kim the Ilu Misrami Le Bukrachrina. Boy Mazamine, Kuliyoy Mizmanehu. You know why Reb Shimon Bar Abba didn't ask for the Mishnah? Because he felt that there's no such thing as chutz lizman, that we're ready beyond the zman by the Bechor. Because you can continue bringing another 5, 10, 20 Bechorim today, every day that you're being makrif kabonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So in terms of Bechor, it's still lizman. So for Eitimara, Brais and Ami, Kimdi Misrami, Tzibur Achrina, Hodim Avarech, Kule Yoyma, if we find another tzibur that needs a koyin, he could continue dichon in the whole day. So the whole day is the same zman. So again, why did Reb Shimon Bar Abba ask from the Braisa? Why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? Don't ask from Akasha, the Gabi, the koyin that's dichon and adds one additional bracha. Ask from the case of the Beis HaMikdash where the two bloods got mixed together, and says Reb Yeshua, says Reb Lezer, go and be, don't worry about Toysev. It's on the same day because you could bring more b'chayrim. So to Reb Shimon Bar Abba, hasam li'sagin le'yoev. Hachi boi mavarach, hi boi le'mavarach. Says Reb Shimon Bar Abba, there's a fundamental difference between the two cases. In the case of the blood, if you have to have new Bechorim come on the scene, you have to bring it. If you have to be a Kohen of that Mishmar, and another Bechor comes in, and another Bechor comes in, then you got to be Makrovit. You have no choice. You can't say, business is closed for today, come back tomorrow. So therefore, Kuli Yoyim is Maniyu. As far as the Kohen who Dichon, once he Dichon one time, he doesn't have a mitzvah to Dichon the whole day. If he wants to volunteer and go somewhere else, beautiful. I love that Kohen. He's a really good guy. But what happened to Kohen says, Shiganik, I already dichon 12 times today, I don't want to dichon anymore. You can't force him, it's only voluntary, it's mandatory. That's what Shimon Bar Abba said. If I want to bring a raya to Gabi Zman and Nishman, I bring the case of the Kohen, where once he says, Ginik, I don't want to dichon anymore, it's already no more Zman. Mashenk, in the case of the Karbonis, Kuliyam Zmaniyu. Zokti Gemara, so the Maisa, we're at a loggerheads. We have to understand why there is no Malkis Lagab the Yoshin Bishmini Besukkah, since we said that Mitzvahs Ein and Tzrichas Kavana, even though he was not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, he just wanted to go and take a snooze, he wanted to have a nice, cool sleep in the Sukkah, he should go and get Malkis, because Mitzvahs Ein and Tzrichas Kavana. So you try to go and tell me, Et Shalei Bismanai. This Shalei Bismanai doesn't work. I see from the case of the Kohen and the case of the bringing the Kabbanis, even though it's Shloi Bizman, but the Kohen, Ginnik, I don't want to do Dichon anymore. Nevertheless, if he adds one more bracha, he's over. I Shloi Bizman, oi. Therefore, Rova Omar, I have a brand new teretz. Rova Omar, three lines from the bottom. Lots is Leboi Kavana. Legabi to be Yoitza the Mitzvah, you don't need Kavana. But to be over on Bal Toysef, Lavor Boi Kavana. And therefore, if you want to sleep in the Sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, no problem, you don't get Malkis. When would you get Malkis? If when he goes to sleep, he says, Inni Muchanam Zuman, I want to be Mekayim Mitzvah, I want to be a Machmir, I'm eating in the Sukkah, maybe even makes a Brachalation Basukkah, which of course would be a Brachal of Atola. But the point is, if he does a L'Shem Mitzvah, then you get nailed and you get Malkis. But if he's just doing it because he wants to have a good time, and he wants to sit in the Sukkah, sleep in the Sukkah, no problem. Lava to be over Bal Toysev, you may have to be mechaven to be over this aver. Meaning you have to mechaven to do it l'shem mitzvah, and then you'll be over in Bal Toysev. Faitim of Matan Domim, the Rabbi Shua, the Lava, the Leboi Kavona. according to Rabbi Shua, he said to Reb Lezer, if you add too many sprinkles, too many spritzing on the Mizbeach, you're going to be over Bal Toysef. But Rabbi Kavana, he's not being mechaven to be over on the, to mechaven the Gabi the Bechor, the Bal Toysef the Gabi the Bechor. I'm not being mechaven for the Bechor. I'm being mechaven for the Oshem. I'm being mechaven for the Shlomim. And I'm being mechaven for the Bechor. You just said now that to be over Bal Toysef, you have to be mechaven. I'm not being mechaven. Forget. I don't want it for the Bechor. So that doesn't work. And therefore, Ella Marava, a slight modification. To be yoitz of the mitzvah, you do not need mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. Finish. Period. To be over in this man, like in this man of, for instance, the matan domim, or in the case of the brachas of the koyin, if you're doing bizmana, you don't need kavana. Shaloi bizmanoi, if you want to be over on day number 8, on Shemini Atzeres, then boy kavana, you're not over the din about toisif unless you're being mechavan l'shem mitzvah. But when you're talking about the zrikas dam, that's talking about laver bizmanoi, says Rabbi Yeshua, if you do 2 instead of 1, loy boy kavana, you're going to be over about toisif, even though you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvahs hazor or zrikas b'chor. You have in mind for Oshem, for Shlom, whatever. If it's B'toich Hazman, Lo'i Bo'i Kavani, you'll be over Bal Toysef. But you don't get Malkus on sleeping in the Sukkah on day number 8, unless you Mechaven L'Shei Mitzvahs Yeshivas Sukkah. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you all for joining. And I'm Yitzchem tomorrow morning. Don't forget to go and change the clock. I'm Yitzchem tomorrow morning. We'll continue with Daf Chov Tes.